USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least two people were killed, including a 12-year-old boy, and more than 150 others hurt in the West Bank on Sunday when a bleacher collapsed during a packed holiday prayer service at a Jewish synagogue. The ultra-Orthodox House of Worship was still under construction, and the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says building owners did not have a permit to support the large number of people. Staying in the region, Israeli warplanes continued a series of heavy airstrikes at several locations of Gaza City early Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would continue on. Hamas also continued to attack, launching rockets from civilian areas in Gaza towards civilian areas in Israel. NASA has successfully launched a Black Brant 12 rocket from its Wallops flight facility in Virginia Sunday night. The project is designed to study how energy and momentum are transported between different regions of space that are magnetically connected. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
An unnamed man believed to be responsible for two early morning murders at Brother Brian Park in Birmingham, Alabama, opened fire on four police officers Sunday afternoon, striking all officers. Birmingham police spokesman Rod Malden.
Two were struck by gunfire, which their injuries appear to be not life-threatening at the time. They're expected to make a full recovery.
Police believe the shooting began over a dog. The assailant was fatally shot by officers during the incident.
When officers arrived, they discovered a female laying in the middle of the roadway, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. She was rushed to the hospital, where she was later pronounced deceased. We also had an adult male at that location that was found unresponsive on the sidewalk. He was pronounced deceased on the scene.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California, gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. L.A. Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Groups representing LGBTQIA members of law enforcement will be banned from participating in New York City Pride events, including the annual march held each June, organizers announced Saturday. Heritage of Pride, which organizes the annual event, says their presence would be a threat.
Well, it's definitely not an inclusive message, and, you know, when you try and dissect that message, you know, when you talk about law enforcement, you know, does this just mean the Gay Officers Action League? Because my understanding is that the NYPD is still going to need to be there present to police the event. What about the five elected district attorneys in the city of New York? You know, they're law enforcement. So have they been, you know, uninvited to, you know, has the FBI, has, you know, where, and if this starts here, where does it end? You know, who's next, you know, on the chopping block?
Brian Downey, president of the Gay Officers Action League on Fox News, says the decision to placate some of the activists in our community is shameful. China's space agency gave the ruling Communist Party's 100th birthday an extraordinary gift, a rover on Mars. Zhurong is a rover named after the god of fire in ancient Chinese folklore. Chinese officials said it not only demonstrated the country's growing capabilities in space, but also served as a timely reminder of how far the country has come since its founding. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.